Chinese President Xi Jinping has hailed bilateral cooperation with Poland and says he expects to deepen ties under the framework between China and Central and Eastern European countries. He made the remarks in a phone conversation with Polish President Andrzej Duda. President Xi says China supports the Polish government and people in combating the COVID-19 pandemic and is willing to offer vaccines at the best of the country's capacity. Duda says Poland is willing to deepen cooperation in the fight against COVID-19 with China. A labeling agreement between China and the European Union has come into force, including details on the origin, reputation, and characteristics of popular products. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin says the agreement means that people in both China and Europe will have easier access to featured products from the other side.
We believe that after the agreement takes effect, consumers from China and the EU can buy more quality products without worries and will get to taste more delicacies from each other. Enterprises on both sides can also be given more protection in trade and exchanges in the relevant sectors.
The first list of 100 products from each side came under protection upon the agreement's entry into force. The second list of 175 products from each side will be brought under protection within the next 4 years. These products include foods such as Anxi Tiaguanyin tea and Shaoxing liquor from China, as well as prosciutto di Parma and champagne from Europe. This is the first agreement of its kind for China, and it was signed last year. Official data shows that China's foreign investment law is aiding flows of foreign capital amid COVID-19 headwinds. Since the law came into effect on January the 1st last year, foreign investment to China has risen 4.5% year-on-year in U.S. dollar terms, hitting a record high. The country has become the largest foreign capital recipient in the world. More than 51,000 new foreign-funded firms were established in 2020. A French court has found former President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty of trying to bribe a judge and of influence peddling. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison, including 2 years suspended. Sarkozy, who led France from 2007 to 2012, was accused of offering to help a judge obtain a senior job in Monaco in exchange for insider information on an inquiry into his campaign finances. Johnson & Johnson has started shipping nearly 4 million doses of its newly authorized single-dose COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. Chief Scientific Officer Dr. Paul Stoffel says they plan to deliver 100 million doses by the end of June.
We deliberately chose for a single dose. It's easy to use. It has simple refrigeration temperature. It can be distributed on a very large scale. And when the full manufacturing activities are ongoing, we can bring it to the entire world and limit and stop the pandemic on a global level.
One dose of the vaccine was found to be 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness in a mass study that spanned three continents. Shop owners in Switzerland have started welcoming customers following the end of a six-week shutdown after a decline in COVID-19 cases. Store manager Nabil Slimani says they were starting to feel the pressure from the lockdown that started in the middle of January.
We are so happy to finally start working again to open the shop. Really, we have been closed for 6 weeks now. We were also closed for the whole of November, so the lockdowns were really starting to weigh on us as much as on our customers.
Last week, authorities allowed shops, zoos, libraries, and outdoor sports facilities to reopen.